You missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Many of us as South Africans rely heavily on fresh produce. So think tomatoes, apples, even the fruits and vegetables that you continue to buy on a daily basis to make sure that you cook your meals for your families and loved ones. Well, there's been amazing insight that has been shared by the Competition Commission today. And you would have heard this also in the Kaya News broadcast that was presented earlier by the team, that South African retailers now have been recommended to standardize their pricing for fruits and vegetables according to one particular metric. 100 grams. That will make it easier for you and I to quite literally compare apples with apples. The same grammage, same pricing, then we know which particular retailer's pricing is more competitive than the next, versus saying that one is for 3 kilograms and the other is 1 kilogram. Standardized pricing is what the Competition Commission is calling for. To help us understand more about this, we're joined by the Technical Director at the Competition Commission, Ruan Meyer, to tell us more about the developments of the latest inquiry and insight into the fresh produce evaluation. Ruan, such a pleasure to have you with us, and thank you for your time.
Good evening, Yugulatu, and good evening to your listeners as well.
I must say, I'm very excited. I was very excited when I read this report this morning and had shared it with a few colleagues, because this has actually been a long time coming. So maybe before we talk about what the report says, let's just understand the context and the background as to what drove the Competition Commission to actually launch this particular insight and report.
Right. So you're absolutely right to say it's been a long time coming. And I think for the Commission as well, we've received, for example, numerous complaints driven to a point during COVID where we saw some instances where what we call profiteering, people exploiting consumers because prices went up incredibly. So the Commission received a lot of complaints regarding sort of the consumer-facing prices, particularly for fresh produce. And as you said in your introduction as well, critical to every single household, whether you're rich or poor, it doesn't matter your demographic, you rely on fresh produce. Incredibly important to the daily lives of South Africans. Secondly, we did a concentration study of the entire South African economy. Agriculture, particularly fresh produce, was one of those industries that stood out as being incredibly concentrated. So all that means is you have very few firms controlling large market shares, and that gives them a disproportionate amount of power to affect prices and to do certain things that they're not supposed to do. So, and the third thing was our own research. So we went and we did research, spoke to small-scale farmers, for example, listened to what the sort of barriers to entry are, why is it difficult for them to enter into farming, into retail, into buying. All of those factors then culminated into this decision to say, look, we need to understand, as the Competition Commission, we need to understand this industry far better than this sort of one-by-one approach where we just look at, you know, one complaint at a time. We need an assessment, a market inquiry that spans the entire value chain. And that's why it took us about 21 months to get to this point today.
Mm. And as you say, this has been a rigorous investigation. Take us to what has actually driven the final outcomes of the key findings, especially when it comes to standardized pricing.
Correct. So there's in total, there's about 31 remedies. So, and they span the entire value chain. So there's remedies aimed at sort of seed prices and inputs, so fertilizers, those things. We look at the interventions for farmers at the fresh produce, these municipal fresh produce markets, the sort of wholesale model, and then particularly at the retail level. So we undertook extremely rigorous analysis of retailer pricing. So we're talking literally what they pay farmers, all the costs that get added to that price, and then what they sell the produce for at a retail level, to understand if there is some place where retailers are making more margins than they ought to be making. We don't mind businesses making profits. Mm-hmm. The problem come in if there's a complete mismatch between what they're paying and what they're selling for. So where that led us then is to say, okay, so what we ourselves were facing, and it's even worse for a consumer, is that it's almost impossible to compare prices on a like-for-like basis. And it's just the way that these retailers have differentiated themselves. As you said in your introduction as well, one decides for a 3 kg bag, another for a 5 kg box. You don't really know as a consumer which is cheaper, because obviously the weight and the volume is different. So what the 100 gram pricing entails, and the reason just quickly why it's 100 gram, is that's what we discussed with the retailers Some of them have already bought into this and have implemented parts of this remedy already, so there is some support for this. 100 grams is what their systems could accommodate without incurring more costs. Oh. And we were quite sensitive to that. We don't want this remedy to actually cost them and then by extension cost consumers more money.
Gotcha.
So the per 100 gram is a unit of measurement that is not supposed to be raising prices, and then also makes it possible for a consumer to walk literally from one retailer to the next retailer, irrespective of what their stores look like or sort of what their unit sizes are. You can still compare on a like-for-like basis. So it's all the large retailers, the ones we all know and know very well. We haven't left anyone out there. And then most of these have to implement that within 12 months.
Okay.
We know of two already that have already started to implement this. So, and that's where listeners and consumers can go into a store, into your supermarket, and look at the shelf label. We've already noted some improvement there, and that's what that remedy entails.
Got you. So 12 months is what we need to look out for as consumers, and as you say, some of them have already started to implement this. So it also helps us be proactive stakeholders in society. What I'm also keen to understand, though, Ruwan, is the business side of things. And when it comes to fresh produce in the retail space, what we experience is just the end of the journey. But there's a whole supply chain environment in the background. And different retailers source their, you know, fresh produce from different markets, maybe even different suppliers. And even the supply chain of transportation and the likes also plays an impact. Was that taken into consideration at all in terms of their pricing construct or systems?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that was a core focus of the inquiry, in fact, is that initially the hypothesis was that what happened is that these large retailers have moved their supply away from your municipal fresh markets, and that means these markets won't be surviving. So we proved that wrong. There's, in fact, two different supply chains. So what we see at these municipal markets is very separate and distinct from what you get at your formal retail sector. So what the retailers do, in fact, is they do consider the pricing, because farmers are allowed to sell either directly to a retailer or to sell their goods at an NFPM, so at these municipal markets. So the moment that a retailer doesn't offer them a sound price, there's alternatives available. So there's an element of price discipline, mm-hmm. which these markets also play. To your question about looking at pricing and cost, definitely, I think it's one of the worrying aspects that we picked up is that, of course, consumers want high grade, high quality, clean, good looking produce, and we're fully supportive of that. But it comes at a cost, and that is what's worrying. Is in economics and in competition, your main goal should be to transmit the product or the service that you offer as cheaply and as quickly as possible to your consumers and still make some profit. What we saw from these retailers is that they have huge amounts of costs. And I think all of us, if you drive along our national highways, you see these massive, massive warehouses, distribution centers. They are state of the art. We visited some of them. They are state of the art. They're really, these refrigerated trucks are wonderful, but they are very expensive. And what that does to a retailer's pricing costs, it adds to those costs. It makes it very expensive for these retailers to put that nice-looking product on your shelf, and you as a consumer at the end of the day are paying for that. So you might not even realize that you're paying for that because it's what you're used to. We compared those prices to the prices at the NFPMs, where you don't necessarily have that huge cost in your distribution, in your supply chain, and the prices are really a lot cheaper. By the way, the same quality. And I think that's another misnomer that a lot of people feel is that, I go to that place, it's dirty and it's bad quality, it's the leftovers. Not at all. So you get this full spectrum, you know, four classes of fruits and three classes of vegetables, they're all there. And you can get them for really a lot cheaper than we do at retailers. And of course, that was one of the things we needed to understand. Why is that? So we're saying these retailers really aren't as efficient as they ought to be. They should be more efficient. And that's just a principle of business, a principle of economics. This is not just a regulator saying these things. That is, businesses shouldn't be adding huge amounts of costs to get a product to their consumers, which at the end of the day, the consumer is paying for.
Exactly. And I think that's so important, especially given the sensitivities around the fresh produce market. If I'm not mistaken, Ruan, within the report, you mentioned that this particular industry is worth around 53 billion rand a year. But beyond the numbers, it's also very important from a socio-economic point of view, given that fresh produce plays a significant role in terms of food security. And there's often been a lot of criticism around over-regulation and the Competition Commission perhaps overstepping its boundary here. But help us understand how, through your recommendations, you've struck a balance to understand the economics and the commercial aspect of the fresh produce environment, but also ensuring that the recommendations that you've put forward don't compromise food security and safety in the South African market.
Exactly. And I think that has been the core issue in coming up with our remedies, is to strike that balance. And it's not only a requirement from the Competition Act. It is something that just we needed to do for the good of these markets. We don't want to make matters worse. Mm-hmm. So if you look at these remedies, some are more stringent, more serious than others. But what we try to do also is include all retailers or all stakeholders in this value chain. So it's really government, it's the sector regulators, it's the private businesses right from the top of the value chain to the smallest ones. It's agreements with, for example, Simba to allow for access to varieties that can stimulate entry. It's asking the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition to set up a fund to sponsor new entrants. Many, many recommendations for the Department of Agriculture to implement existing policies, to create new policies, to change legislation. Those things are long-term, but there are certainly a lot of these remedies are shorter-term, and all of them have this idea that we have to strike a balance. We can't make things worse. I think, for example, it's one of the reasons, if you look at other jurisdictions, and it's Australia, it's the UK, it's the US, and it's other countries in Europe, they're a lot more stringent in the sort of regulations over your supermarkets and supermarket pricing.
Oh, wow.
This is just the first step. So we're not yet at sort of global best practice. This is the beginning. So we've already taken our first step is a small step. It's a softer approach. We don't want to burden the retailers, cost them money. Those costs are going to go to the consumers. Mm-hmm. But it's a process. So this just for us is the first step. I think one of the things the report says is we need to look into the future about how we can sort of make additional recommendations, additional changes, particularly to supermarket prices, where a lot of other jurisdictions are a lot more stringent when it comes to, for example, supermarket retailer prices. So, and I think that's part of the balance we try to strike is that, you know, you want change and you want change for the better, not change for the worse. So we definitely keep that in mind.
100%. Ruan, this has been so exciting. So I'm assuming our key takeaways, the retailers are on board. Two so far have implemented some of the recommendations in terms of the standardized pricing, but we have 12 months as consumers to observe some of the changes in the market. Is that correct?
Correct. And of course, the commission is there. We'll be keeping an eye on things as well. Consumers are welcome to contact us in our normal communication challenge if they notice things that worry them. I think we're very, very happy to engage with consumers directly as well. Thanks, Google.
100%. You've brought about new meaning to comparing apples with apples, literally.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Ruan. Appreciate your time and the efforts of the Competition Commission. That's Ruan Meyer, Technical Director at the Competition Commission. And there you have it. Next time you are buying your fresh produce, tomatoes, potatoes, butternut, apples, pears, grapes, bananas, you name it. One thing is for certain is that all retailers in South Africa will have to implement standardized pricing for fruit and vegetables. No longer 3 kilograms versus 1 kilograms versus 2.5 boxes. Now, the price per 100 grams will make it easier for you and I to compare prices across different stores. That's making it easier in terms of competition and, of course, the vibrancy of options that you and I can use as South African consumers. I'm keen to hear your thoughts. Have you already started noticing this pricing? And maybe we'll have a nice follow-up when we do see it being standardized and introduced right across all the major retailers. That was Ruan Meyer, Technical Director at the Competition Commission.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.